From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Jessica, August 5th. The day in 10, let's begin with the story drawing the most coverage. Let's get into it. First, from Sky Sports, Alcaraz withdraws from Cincinnati Open. Carlos Alcaraz has withdrawn from the Cincinnati Open due to an ongoing wrist injury. It puts his title defense at the U.S. Open into fresh doubt. Watch the U.S. Open live on Sky Sports from August 30th. Carlos Alcaraz has withdrawn from the Cincinnati Open due to an ongoing wrist injury, increasing worries over his U.S. Open title defense, which begins on August 30th, live on Sky Sports. Alcaraz remains at World No. 2, despite not having played competitively since April, when he withdrew in Barcelona because of the injury. Next, second, from Crypto Briefing. U.S. not directly updating Israel on Iran talks amid sensitive negotiations. The U.S.'s indirect approach in Iran talks may strain U.S.-Israel ties, affecting regional diplomacy and market perceptions of negotiation outcomes. The post-U.S. not directly updating Israel on Iran talks amid sensitive negotiations appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Up next, third, from the Hindu Top. Aero India to be held in February 2027 in Bengaluru. Karnataka Chief Minister D.K. Shivakumar assures full cooperation. The 16th edition of the biennial Aero India show will be held at the Air Force Station in Yelahanka in Bengaluru in February 2027. On August 4th, senior officers from the Training Command of Indian Air Force, IAF, met Karnataka's Chief Minister D.K. Shivakumar and apprised him of the preparations for the air show. On August 4, 2026, Air Marshal S. Srinivas, Air Officer Commanding-in-Chief, Training Command, IAF called on the Honorable Chief Minister of Karnataka, Sri D.K. Shivakumar. And then, fourth, from Straits Times, new UK PM Burnham takes to social media to challenge populist party's dominance. London, Ayug 5. From discussing the merits of various pub snacks to making fun of his own appearance, Britain's new Prime Minister is taking on populist parties such as Reform UK on the social media platforms where they have built a huge following. Next, fifth, from Channel News Asia. Yen steadies after intervention, dollar near six-week low on Mideast hopes. Hong Kong, AUG 5. Currency markets paused for breath on Wednesday as pressure on the Japanese yen eased following recent bouts of intervention and a forceful show of U.S. support, while the dollar held near six-week lows on fresh optimism over the Middle East. The yen was slightly firmer at 157.61 per U.S. dollar, after easing about 0.4% in the previous session from Monday's high of 155.20. It remained well above recent 40-year lows of around 164 per dollar. The U.S. up next. Sixth, from Bloomberg Saro. Markets. Glencore profit jumps on trading boom and record copper. Glencore PLC reported a steep jump in profits after a surge in the price of its most important commodities, and its trading unit had one of its best ever periods as the Iran war sent energy prices soaring. And then, seventh, from NBC News, Abdul El-Sayed wins Michigan's Democratic Senate primary, notching a Midwest victory for the left. Abdul El-Sayed has won Michigan's slugfest of a Democratic Senate primary, NBC News projects, clinching the nomination in a close race over Repper's Haley Stevens and establishing a Midwest beachhead for a progressive left on the march this midterm cycle. El-Sayed overcame a nearly $65 million onslaught of outside money and an establishment that had rallied around Stevens. Popular Governor Gretchen Whitmer endorsed Stevens late last month, a move seen as a last-ditch effort to stop a rising El-Sayed. El-Sayed, a former public health official, goes on to face former Rep Next. Eighth, from The Guardian World. Russian attack on Kyiv region kills at least 14 people, say Ukrainian authorities. Air raid alerts last for more than an hour as Moscow inflicts another heavy bombardment on Ukraine's capital Russian strikes in and around Kyiv, killed at least 14 people, injured 27 and damaged warehouses, emergency service officials said. Some reports put the death toll at 15. Air raid alerts lasted for more than an hour as Moscow's forces continued a series of deadly heavy attacks on the Ukrainian capital. The military administration said 7 sites were hit in an assault that began on Wednesday after midnight. Continue reading. Up next. 9th from The Guardian, UK. Right turn on green. Is the Telegraph changing its tune on the climate? Flurry of articles has raised eyebrows and drawn response from Kemi Badenoch defending stance on net zero. Nobody can deny that the UK is getting warmer and high temperatures are becoming a clear threat to homes, nature, and food security, read the lengthy news report, which explored the devastating effect of British wildfires on families in recent years. The article's conclusions, written after the wildfires in Suffolk last week, were no surprise given the UK's changing climate. And then, 10th, from Zero Hedge, half of foreign welfare recipients. In Spain are Moroccan. Nearly half of all foreign nationals receiving Spain's minimum living income, IMV, are Moroccan, according to previously unpublished figures obtained by The Objective through a transparency request. The National Social Security Institute recorded 139,446 foreign recipients of the benefit, including 69,517 Moroccan nationals. Foreigners therefore account for approximately half of the nearly 280,000 registered recipients, while Moroccans represent almost 50% of the foreign total. The figures provide the first official nationality-by-nationality breakdown of foreign IMV recipients. That's the day. Back at the desk tomorrow, what to watch is in your subscribe link. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.